This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Last week when this story broke, and I have not, as you know, and I will not, I don't engage in the question of whether or not he's guilty, he's innocent, he did it, he didn't do it. You can easily find a hacky show where they'll spend all 3 hours doing that. Doesn't interest me. Years ago when I got into talk radio and I was trying to learn the ropes, I had some advice from a good friend on the air who said, you know what, you do what interests you. Talk about what you find interesting. That's how you do compelling radio. And so far, we've had good results with that. I will stick to that. What I find interesting in the Roy Moore aspect is the politics surrounding it. Not whether he's guilty or innocent. I have no idea of knowing that. Nobody knows but him and the women. And it's fruitful. It's a waste of time, I should say, to sit there and try to have that debate. Who knows? You have your opinion. I have my opinion. It doesn't change anything. But the politics of it are fascinating. Last week I said, when this broke, I said it would take a political miracle if he survives this. And then last night, Sean Hannity came out on his show and he said he was giving Roy Moore 24 hours where he was pulling his support from him. And, I like Sean, and I think that Sean is a loyal guy to the president. I don't think he would go out there and say that unless the White House also agreed that it's basically he's got to come forward with evidence proving his innocence, which I know. I mean, it sounds to be the exact opposite of what our system of justice should be. But this is not a court of law. This is the court of political public opinion. And unfortunately, very often in the court of political public opinion, you are guilty until proven innocent. And I don't know if, in fact, the White House is trying to get him out of this race. The president did not mention him today. It didn't come up. He didn't say anything about it. So was Hannity saying this last night because he really does think that Judge Roy Moore can prove his innocence? Or is Hannity saying this because this is basically the end now, the end of the road here? There's reports that Bannon is also backing away from Roy Moore now. And look, I get it. I mean, there's, you know, how did this stuff not come out earlier? And isn't this the swamp doing its thing? And isn't this the fact that McConnell can't control Roy Moore? And so that's why all this seems to be happening right now. I understand all those points. I do. I get it. But here's what I wonder now. Here's what I wonder. And I really do wonder this. I wonder if this is one of those situations where they have to find a way to have Judge Roy Moore win the election without Judge Roy Moore becoming Senator Roy Moore. I really do. I think that's basically what they've concluded. And I've also concluded here that, and I'm not a big fan of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, as you know. I'm not a big fan. Sometimes I agree, but it's not. I'm not one of those guys that particularly reads them, and I find they're way too interventionist, way too globalist for my taste many times. But they had a point today in the piece here that said today this point of, we have to be careful because the stench of Bill Clinton has been surrounding Democrats for decades. That was the point of their op-ed, which was basically their editorial, which was, if he gets in, then the stain of Roy Moore will be something Republicans have to live with, much like they've had to live with Bill Clinton. And Vox today came out and said Bill Clinton should have resigned. You know, all these years later, Vox coming out and saying Bill Clinton should have resigned. That's pretty amazing, you know? That is pretty remarkable to me all these years later. But you know why they're doing it now, right? They're doing it now because they've figured out that because of the way they handle Bill Clinton and the way they handle the women around Bill Clinton, that all of this has come back to bite them so many years later. And the Wall Street Journal's point was, you know what? We have to be careful of the same thing here because otherwise it's going to be that the Republicans own this for the next 20 years is their point. I'm not sure I agree with that. I think it's too far to say that. But what I do find fascinating is that clearly now somebody very high up has decided that Roy Moore may not be worth saving anymore, you know? And so that's the point that I was going to make about the politics of this changing, the politics of this changing so quickly, is that if Judge Roy Moore, if they want him out, can't replace him as a candidate. He's stuck on the ballot. They have to find a way to win that seat. They cannot allow a Democrat to win that seat. Today, you've had several now Democrats, five of them in the House, come out and talk about articles of impeachment against the president. And so you can't have another Democrat in the Senate. You got to hold on to the Republican majority. You can't have this. You have Roy Moore's attorney speaking right now, as a matter of fact. In fact, why don't we dip into this for a second here? I'd like to hear what his attorney has to say.
The expert can't look at a copy on the internet, right? They've got to look at an original. So right now, Trent Garman, our attorney, has sent a letter or is sending a letter to Gloria Allred demanding that the yearbook be released. We'll send it to a neutral custodian who'll keep chain of custody, and our professional expert will examine it, and we'll find out, is it genuine or is it a fraud? There are a couple things also that you need to know. I'm not going to go into everything that's on that paper because, again, we need to have our handwriting expert draw some conclusions. I'm not going to draw them today, and I'm not going to make any allegations that we can't support with an expert. There are a couple things that you need to look at. Look at the 1977 after Merry Christmas. Look at those two sevens. And then look below at the 77. And I want to ask you, do you think it was written by the same person? I want you to look at Old Hickory House, which they say Judge Moore wrote. Judge Moore says there's no way in the world that's his handwriting. And I want you to look at it. Look at some other writing of his and make your own determination. That's what our expert will be doing. But for now, I'm asking you all to take a look. Use your judgment. And then finally, after Judge Moore's signature, it has the initials capital D period, A period. Remember I told you about that 99 divorce action? Judge Moore looked at that DA after his signature, which they allege was because he was the district attorney. Well, he wasn't. He was the assistant district attorney. But Judge Moore says he can't ever remember ever signing his name with DA after it, but he had seen it before. You know where he had seen it? When he was on the bench, his assistant, whose initials are capital D period, A period, Delbra Adams, would stamp his signature on documents and then put capital D period, A period. That's exactly how the signature appears on the divorce decree that Judge Moore signed, dismissing the divorce action with Ms. Nelson. Knowing these things, I've got a question, Gloria Allred and Ms. Nelson. Do you still hold that everything written in that yearbook was written by Judge Moore, or was it written by somebody else? That's not an allegation, it's a question. And finally, we demand that you immediately release the yearbook to a neutral custodian so that our expert, you can send your expert as well if you'd like to, so that our expert can look at it, not a copy on the internet, the actual document, so that we can see the lettering, we can see the ink on the page, we can see the indentations, and we can see how old is that ink. Is it 40 years old or is it a week old? Release the yearbook so that we can determine, is it genuine or is it a fraud? Thank you very much.
Mr. Jarecki, what do you say to the guys?
I have some information I'll be happy to pass out to you guys. We have, first of all, you've probably seen a lot of this on the internet.
Please step up to the mic.
You've probably seen a lot of this on the internet.
Judge Moore's attorney speaking today.
These are copies of what was shown by Mrs. Allred. I'll just let you all pass them out if that's okay. And also what we have here.
All right, this is pretty visual. So I'll just say this. This is obviously in response to what Sean Hannity said last night on Fox News, which is Roy Moore has 24 hours to present some evidence here that he is, in fact, innocent. Or Hannity was going to pull his support, which I think was sort of a kind of a test of waters for the White House kind of a thing. Now, there's an NRC poll, a National Republican Senatorial Campaign poll. Okay, this is on Drudge. First of all, Matt Drudge has completely turned on Roy Moore here. I mean, it's pretty fascinating to watch. Matt Drudge, the headline, I'll read you the headline on Drudge. Okay, Bannon turns on Judge Hoare. Not Moore, Hoare. Bannon turns on Judge Hoare with a question mark. It's not funny. I don't laugh at that. It's terrible. Shame on you, Matt Drudge. Bannon turns on Judge Hoare with a question mark. Anyway, and it links to a story. He's got a link here to a poll from the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Now, I have to point out here that this is certainly a Mitch McConnell conglomerate. So you got to take it with a grain of salt. But it shows Moore trailing by 12 points. Republican Roy Moore trailing Democrat Doug Jones by 12 points in the Alabama special Senate election, according to a poll conducted by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Jones led Moore 51 to 39%, according to the survey taken Sunday and Monday. And obviously, the National Senatorial Committee has withdrawn their support of Roy Moore, and a number of senators have done so as well. So is this press conference to be able to actually show proof that these allegations are, in fact, made up, conjured up, that sort of thing? I don't know. And I would wonder, you know, I wonder if they can actually give enough credible reasons to doubt the allegations where he could survive this politically. And if that doesn't happen today, it seems like a whole lot of other events are about to happen as well. The fact that the White House has still not come out and said that they're standing by Roy Moore is particularly interesting on that point. And if in fact it's looking like Moore is going to go down here, then they've got to figure out how to save this. They've got to figure out how to save this quickly. There's a commercial running in Alabama where they have these Republicans who come out and go, I'm a Republican, and I'm voting for Doug Jones, the Democrat. I'm voting for the Democrat. I'm a Republican, but I can't vote for Roy Moore. They're saturating the airwaves with these kind of commercials. So again, the question I have to find out is, whether or not there's a way for them to be able to turn this around and save it, you know? And he may win this race and then hurt the Republican Party down the road, which is what they may be thinking, that the stain of this might be something that goes with them and goes with them for quite a while. Now, Roy Moore's attorney says, I've been with him in probably over 100 different meetings and been around probably in excess of 10,000 different ladies in Judge Moore's presence. Not once, not one time have I ever seen him act even remotely inappropriate against any woman. All right. I mean, that's his attorney, and I can't imagine his attorney would come out there and say, listen, I got the goods. This guy is, in fact, a gigantic whore. Matt Drudge is right. So I'm not surprised that his attorney is defending him. That's the job of an attorney to do that. But what's interesting is that he's calling this whole thing with this yearbook. He wants the yearbook released, and he wants it turned over to an independent third party for verification. Maybe that's the proof that here will then vindicate Judge Roy Moore in all of this. But the silence on this from the White House is deafening right now. Hannity's comments last night tell me a lot. And the fact that they are trying to come up with a way where they can still have him win the seat but then not become a U.S. senator so that they don't lose the seat to a Democrat. Because you have a lot of Republicans virtue signaling out there going, hey, look at me. I'm above all this. I'm voting for the Democrat. That doesn't really help when you've got a majority that is so incredibly razor thin. You can't do it. It doesn't work. You are then going to wind up having a situation where you're going to have a deadlocked U.S. Senate with 51 Republicans in a Senate where you've got senators who might defect. And they have defected. Susan Collins of Maine, Murkowski from Alaska, Jeff Flake still in there for another year. You can't risk losing a seat. You can't do it. You just can't. I mean, it's – and I understand people say, well, you can't allow an accusation to bring down a guy politically. I agree with you. I do. But if he's going to go down politically, you can't have a Democrat from Alabama in the Senate. It's way too close. They have to find a way to keep that seat Republican. And they know more than we do. The White House certainly knows a lot more than we do. The fact that they have yet, the fact that the president did not come back yet and tweeted his unconditional support for Judge Roy Moore says a lot. The fact that he hasn't crucified him yet also says a lot, too. My point is this. Is this press conference now going to be what, in fact, satisfies a guy like Sean Hannity on his show tonight where he says, you know what? Yes, there's enough now credible doubt raised by Judge Roy Moore about all this with the yearbook, etc., that I can now stand by him. If that's the case, then maybe you'll see the tide turn in all this. Maybe that's the purpose of this press conference, to go out there definitively with something tangible, a yearbook in this case, and say, look at it, we need it verified. This is our way to be able to prove, and if you can just prove one allegation to be false, Then you have now raised doubt on every other thing, in which case, politically, that's your miracle. That's your miracle that you need to be able to survive.
Riccioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.